Today, Quarinam, January 3rd, greetings to our cyberspacers who have come to our cyberspace ashram. Welcome, the doors were open, you came in, and here's the news. Today we're beginning a three-day festival. Families and devotees and students of Malin Academy and members of Sarasadana Church have all come to celebrate. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Physically, 72 years of age by the Western calendar, but 73 by the Asian way of looking at it, because my first birthday was the day I was born. Is anything going to change as far as I'm concerned? No way can it change. We're going on to better and best. We have two new sadhaka taking vows today. They've been sitting by our wall very sincerely. Nilakanta and Jivananda. They will become Saiva sadhaka, and the devas at the walls have blessed them. Another group of sadhaka and yogis are renewing their two-year vows today also. The vows are given for 2 years. They can be renewed or not renewed. It's up to the individual or to the entire group of us. We want to welcome Ishwamparam, Toshadeva, California, who've come for Task Force. Toshadeva will be here for 2 months. Ishwamparam put in the new lighting system of our 108 Tanavans in Carnival Temple. Thank you very much. You're probably asking, what are the Tanavans? Lord Shiva is the dancer who created the universe. He created it out of himself through dance. And he has 108 postures. They are traditional South Indian postures, and we have all 108 at the Carnival Hindu Temple, and they're beautiful. And thanks to Ishwamparam, now we can see them. They're beautifully lighted. 1999, Happy New Year, plan for the year ahead. I want you to sit down. Here's something else to do. Here's another sadhana. I know we've made lists for 3 days, three kinds of lists. I want you to sit down. In 10 minutes, I want you to get positive. I want you to lift your energy up into your head. Take a breath and feel positive. I want you to take a piece of paper, and I want you to write down all the positive things you're going to do for every month of 1999. And do it all in 10 minutes. Let your superconscious mind, your intuition, your divine mind, your still small voice, listen to it and make it loud. Write down all the positive things you're going to do. You are drawing on your creative energies, your prana. Your creative energies are coming down for a better life for you and those who you love and in your sphere of influence. Now, here's something to not do. As creation takes a time before it manifests, don't destroy your creation through negative thinking. Don't destroy your creation through doubt. Don't destroy your creations through feeling unable to continue to create. What will people think? What will they say about me? Go ahead and realize that if it's a positive creation for the good of yourself and others, not only for the good of yourself, but for others too, that's important to remember, that everyone will help you. The devas, the gods will help you. I will help you. Everyone will get behind a leader. If you begin to feel negative, use this affirmation: I can, I will, I am able. I can, I will, I am able. I can, I will, I am able to fulfill the positive affirmations and plans that I had made for 1999. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December. And come the end of December, look back over your life. You'll be proud of yourself, and I'll be proud of you too. It means a lot to be proud of yourself. Now I think we come into some questions. Oh, here's a wonderful question. Is it true that the Sadhguru must reincarnate over and over and over and over and over until all of his disciples meet the portals of liberation and are liberated? Ours and all Sadhguru's is a successorship. It's my duty to turn over all of my disciples, whether they realize or not, to my successor, and then to his successor, and then to his successor. Because the guru doesn't do it for you, you've got to do it for yourself. The guru points the way, the guru guides, the guru protects you, the guru keeps you on the right path, but he's not a magic pill. You have to work. You have to work out your karmas. You've been a very bad boy. You have to learn to be a very good boy by admitting how bad you were, correcting the matter through what we call penance or prayaschitta, and then get on with your life. So, the system is that I have to be on lower level plane until my successor, appointed successor, and finishes his tenure on earth. Then he has to be on that lower level plane until his successor finishes tenure on earth, and so forth like that. So therefore, it's an ever-building, ever-passing on of the information, ever-passing on of the siddhas, ever-passing on of the wonderful life of the guru-disciple relationship. But nobody's going to do it for you if that's what you're thinking. You got to do it for yourself. Guru gives a map. Explains the destination. You've got to get in that car and drive to the destination. He will protect you psychically, spiritually, physically, the best that he can. But you're the driver. Always remember that. There are no magic elements involved other than making you face your negative self, bring forward your positive self, and realize your divine self beyond all concepts of the mind, timelessness, formlessness, spacelessness. Get the idea? Thank you for the very nice question. You, wherever you are, we couldn't tell the country from your email. But ask another one if this is not clear. Om Namah Shivaya.